You might have heard about Australia's booming illicit tobacco industry and about questions over whether the government should decrease the tobacco excise to deal with it. There's even a Senate inquiry being held into the industry, looking at the scale of the problem and its impacts in Australia. To give you a snapshot of how big the issue is, here's public health academic Professor Becky Freeman. She led a study into illegal tobacco use by young Australian adults, funded in part by the Department of Health.
We have surveyed 2,500 18 to 24-year-olds from all across Australia. We can see that 80% of the recent cigarette purchases or recent roll-your-own tobacco purchases that we were able to classify were illicit products. 80%.
So what is illicit tobacco? And how big is the problem? To go right back here, tobacco is illicit when it's grown, manufactured, or imported into the domestic market without customs duty being paid. It's also illicit if you've just gone and grown it yourself domestically without a license. Enter organised crime syndicates, who both import it, grow it domestically, and target tobacco retailers to buy and sell it. This is black market tobacco. To give you an idea of the scale of it, last financial year, the Australian Border Force seized over 2.5 billion illicit cigarettes, as well as over 430 tonnes of loose leaf tobacco and over 6 million vapes. That's a 320% increase in the number of illicit cigarettes that were seized 4 years ago. This rise in popularity for illegal tobacco has also led to violence, with a series of firebombings and robberies related to the trade in recent years. In fact, it's become a major business for organised crime. That's according to Rowan Pike, a former federal police officer who helped set up the Australian Border Force's tobacco strike team.
Oh, it's completely out of control. We've given up the tobacco market to the criminals. They now control it.
So how can governments tackle the issue? Well, on top of increasing enforcement, one way could be to reduce the legal tobacco excise. That's the tax the government charges on the production and distribution of tobacco products. Excise both bumps up the price, which acts as a deterrent for smokers, but it also raises money to help offset the health costs associated with smoking. The excise has gone up massively in recent years, more than doubling in the past decade or so. So you can see why that's been seen as a key driver for the boom in illicit tobacco. With no excise attached, those products are much, much cheaper. It's meant the government's taking a major hit to its coffers, losing more than $11 billion in tobacco excise annually, although falling smoking rates accounts for some of that drop. So, should the government cut the excise? That depends who you ask. Rowan Pike, again.
That's clearly one of the key drivers, is the disparity between the legal and illegal price. It makes common sense that we try to cut the profit margin criminals are currently enjoying.
But not everyone agrees. Simon Chapman's an emeritus professor in public health at the University of Sydney. He gave evidence to the Senate inquiry in a private capacity.
The exercise of going down with the excise is... sounds good, sounds wonderful, sounds responsible, but it will do nothing. I'm, of course, very anxious that we might see a rise in smoking, particularly among young people.
There's also concern that if the excise is cut, then big tobacco, the legal tobacco industry, will benefit. And it might not even work anyway. Earlier this month, the inquiry heard that despite cutting the excise, criminal gangs could still undercut legal sellers. For now, the federal government is holding firm against cutting the tobacco excise, saying it's invested more than $365 million to combat illicit tobacco in the past 2 years.